Hey, this is Brandon again, Film Club Humanitarian 2008, 9, 10, 11. Just calling to respond to these looper boos. John, my answer to your silly question is, I didn't write Looper, but my understanding leads me to believe that a fatal injury erases the future self because that person no longer exists. So basically, if you die in 1985, you will no longer exist in 1994. Boop, you disappear. Now, if I had written Looper, I think what I would have done is Joseph Gordon-Levitt puts little zapper gun to his heart, shoots himself. You see a big hole in his heart. And like you said, I would cut away so that you don't see Bruce Willis, any of the actual like things happen to his body, but you would then have a shot a moment later to see what happened to Bruce Willis. Boom, shot of the ground of a skeleton with a huge hole in his ribcage, implying that the bullet hole from the past, or the present rather, creates a big one from the future. I'm gonna pee while I'm talking. So that's my answer to that. My comments on Johnson are this. You know, I haven't even seen Brothers Bloom. I probably should see it. But what really got to me about this film was, you know, I've actually heard him on, Film Spotting. I'm trying to focus on peeing and talking at the same time. It's really hard. And, you know, he gushes over a lot of other directors because he just seems like a really nice guy, a really humble guy, a true admirer of the medium. He's somebody who seems to, you know, he actually be a good member of Film Club. But the difference between him and us is that he's actually talented at making film. So when I kind of made the comment about him being maybe too meek, I find that sometimes with artists who make something and also admire, is that they never see themselves equal with the things that they're watching and admiring. And, you know, I think that Ryan Johnson may not realize this, but he could make something like The Master. He could make something like, you know, I know he loves Lars von Trier, so he could make the next Melancholia, you know, if that's what he wants to do. But I would argue that what he's doing is just as valid and just as pertinent to art